It's an NBA minute on the Gary Sharp Show. Here's some news of NBA. Obviously, we crowned the champion yesterday. Zach LaVine is going to be able to, he's actually going to be on a plane traveling to Japan with Team USA, for Team USA. I wonder if he'll be on that same plane as Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Devin Booker. It'll give Devin Booker somebody to talk to. I'm just asking. We knew this would happen, but the Lakers have officially said that they are eyeing Chris Paul. So we'll see how that goes. But also in consideration, Russell Westbrook in a sign and trade that would involve Kyle Kuzma, Dennis Schroeder. We'll see how that goes as well. Last night, we crowned a champion. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champs. Giannis, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday got rings. You know, when I look at this series and I look and I say this, we at the start of the series, we're like, there's no LeBron, there's no yep. Steph. This is not the matchup that the NBA wanted. But I think the matchup ended up being what the fans deserve, because you got one hell of a six-game series between two teams that when talk about a roller coaster ride, that's exactly what we were all on from game in and game out. And so you got to tip your hats off to the Milwaukee Bucks and as well as the Phoenix Suns, because they had a hell of a season as well.
Don't you think this ends the small market, big market discussion?
Yeah. Yeah, it should.
It should be in the NBA. And it was what? Was it 7 years ago the Bucks won 15 games?
I mean,
and it wasn't very long ago that the Suns were putrid.
Two years ago.
So whether you're in a small market or a large market, the way you build a roster is so important, and your patience. Mm-hmm. Then it helps to get a superstar that is committed to you, like Giannis. And you can build around them knowing that he's not going to pull the rug out and take off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your gut say? Devin Booker does his whole stay in Phoenix?
If they didn't have this run, I would have questioned it. I would have said he probably would have been out this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly would have said, because him and Kat, really good friends. He's also friends with D'Lo. I was like, he's going to go to Minnesota. I honestly felt that. But with this run and seeing what they were able to do, I'm starting to believe more and more that Devin Booker is going to be a Phoenix Sun for a very long time.
That's about roster building, patience, and if you can get that generational superstar that is the middle of what you're doing, I don't think it matters if you're in a large market or a small market. You can build a team. And look at how these rosters were built. You got good front offices where they draft well, or they take that plunge when they have money available. Drew Holiday for the Bucks, that was a huge leap. I mean, their return on investment has hit a home run. They spent a lot to get the best defensive point guard in the NBA. But they got him with hanging banners in mind. So all of those things go into play here. Again, it doesn't matter if you're a small market or big market. The big markets get all the attention because that's where the eyeballs are and the TV ratings, and that's where everybody thinks you have to go to play.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, if that was the case, the New York Knicks would be great every single year.
Every year.
I think it does end the discussion. And because you remember that was going to derail the finals,
yeah,
because we had two small markets.
Yep.
And here, the ratings, I've not seen them today. The ratings are not overwhelming. But let's wait till next year when the NBA gets back on a regular schedule,
mm-hmm,
where the finals are not ending on July 21st. Instead, they're going to end on June 21st. The NBA knows their spot. This was a fun NBA finals. It got to let us in more on the Giannis story, Monty Williams. Two teams that I don't think are going to go away next year. Now, Phoenix has got one big decision with Chris Paul, his decision. But both these teams are going to be right back in the mix. But when you look at the TV ratings and the impressions and the chatter about the NBA and this series, if I was programming a national show today, the morning after the NBA Finals, and the NBA season comes to an end, and you have this personal masterpiece of Giannis and his 50 in a closeout game. But remember, I'm looking for impressions, attention, and eyeballs, and all the discussion that goes into it. I would go with the other story in the state of Wisconsin, Aaron Rodgers, over the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship. You know why? Because the NFL always rules. There could have been 10 million people in this country that watched the finals last night. That's a good amount of people. We know that 100 million watched the Super Bowl, and on a middle of October Sunday afternoon game between two middling NFL teams, there's still going to be about 25 million people watch that game. Just, you're reminded every day how big and how strong the NFL is. That they are a juggernaut when it comes to television and attention. Because I can almost guarantee you that if you went with a national show and you talked about Aaron Rodgers over Giannis, you would get some people go, come on. But then you'd be like, oh yeah. Even with the Aaron Rodgers fatigue, and I don't know what is the next angle or if there's any angles left on that story.
Hopefully
you still get it because it's the NFL.
Yeah.
Now, he gets a ring. Will he be at the parade? That was pretty telling that he did not come to any Bucks games because usually he's courtside.
Yep. As a minority.
What would it have been like last night, game six? Now, I know, you know, he would have taken the attention away, but in his courtside seat where he has been before, what would have been like last night if he was there instead of Brandon Jennings?
You would have got the moment of Giannis and Aaron Rodgers dapping up. Your two guys in Wisconsin. Oh. Here's what I'll say. If he'll be at the parade or not, we'll see if the parade is held before Tuesday or after Tuesday.
Ah, so the day of training camp.
Yeah.
Well, the parade will be held here pretty soon. Why don't they hold the parade tomorrow? They got Middleton and the Holiday are headed to Tokyo. They got to be in the parade.
Oh, good call.
Now, let's be honest.
That'd be quick.
In Milwaukee, the parade started last night.
With 65,000 people in Deer District.
Those people leaving the Deer District were the parade of their own.
Yes.
A good Wednesday. What a performance last night by the Milwaukee Bucks to win their first title in 50 years. And now the offseason begins for the NBA. What will happen with free agency? Which will include some local guys that we will pay close attention to. What's going to happen with Doug McDermott? Where will he end up?
He'll be back in the Pacer uniform.
Okay.
As long as he's not asking for anything outrageous.
No, I think that's a good call. I think he liked Rick Carlisle when he was with him before with the Mavs. All right. Tomorrow is media day for the Big Ten. Football season is here. Talking season is here. What will Nebraska be talking about? We'll have all the sound. We'll have the reaction. We'll have the angles. We'll have the discussion. And more on what I asked about flipping one thing from 12 and 20 to 20 and 12. Some great responses by all of you. We will share those tomorrow. Thanks to George. Thanks to everybody that chimed in on the mailbag, our good friends at Oscars. We're back again tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.